5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's up, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. As always, welcome, welcome, welcome. Psalms 118:24, right off the bat. This is the day. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Anything that God makes is good. No matter how it looks, how it feels, it is good. Well, tribe, it is Thankful Thursday here on the Roar of Judah radio show. And right off the bat, shout out to the Gospel 107.1 FM family. Man, you guys are doing a tremendous job. Shout out to my brother Rufus over at the RH3 show. If you haven't tuned in, you know that you can check out the RH3 show right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. I'm your host, Juma Saleem. This is the Roar of Judah radio show. It's the afternoon check-in, the 3 o'clock check-in, by the way. What's your favorite host? Listen, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you in this hour to kick it. As you know, we're going to kick the show off with prayer, as always. Then we're going to check out the weather, and then we're going to jump into today's show. Oh, it's going to be good. Get your notebooks, your pens, your pads, your tablets, your laptop, a notebook, a piece of paper, a napkin. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us as we rested. You are a good God. You are a mighty God. You are a powerful God. You are an omnipotent God. You are everywhere all the time. And right now, under the sound of my voice, as the listeners listen, I ask that you move me out the way so that you can have your way. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your favor. We thank you for your keeping power. For those who may be hungry, feed them your word. Those who may be blind, open their eyes. And those who may be lost, Lord, help them be found. For you deserve all the glory and all the praise on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It is Thankful Thursday, and it's a pleasure to have you in this moment. Again, if this is your first time joining, share the Roar of Judah radio show with at least two people. 2 seconds, two people. We'll greatly appreciate you. Also, if you have a faith-based business and you would like to partner with the Roar Judah radio show and podcast, you can send us an email at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to make a contribution or a donation, you can visit the website, www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. We'll greatly appreciate you. Shout out to everyone who's out there working really hard. Really appreciate you. The world seems like it's on fire. So much is going on, and we have to stay faithful to the process. I mean, the world seems to be turning upside down. Boats crashing into bridges. People getting chased by Homeland Security. Murders, robberies. Our communities are being torn to pieces. And the enemy is running rapid. But we have to believe, and we have to know, that everything that is happening was written. And if we stand on what we know and we stand on what we believe, we know that the Messiah is soon to come. Ah, yes. The Messiah is soon to come. Alrighty, tribe, you know what that means? Let's go to work. I was in my devotional this morning and I ran across a scripture that I've read several times, and I'm pretty sure you've read it as well. But this morning, on this day, it hit a little different. We're going to be talking about Hebrews chapter 4. And in your spare time, you can read that in its entirety. It's very good. But I want to focus on verses 9 through 16. And I'm just going to jump right off the bat into verse 16. King James Version, if you will. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." Let's just let that sizzle just for a second. I'm going to read it again. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." Unto the throne of grace. "That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We just got to let that sizzle. Can you just let that sizzle with me for just a moment? I'm going to read it one more time. This is a three-part segment that is happening right here in this scripture. The very first thing it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." We're just going to pause. It's a comma. Pause. Then it says, "That we may obtain mercy." That's two acts right there. And then another comma, and it says, "And find grace to help in time of need." That is the third act in the scripture. Again, that's Hebrews 4:16, King James Version. And we're going to just let that sizzle. We're going to work on that right there. Today's title of our show is Double Grace, Double Favor. Oh, I'm going to say it again. Get your notes, get your pen, get your tablet, get your phone, whatever you need. We finna go in. That's right. It's Thankful Thursday, and today's show is entitled Double Grace, Double Favor. Hebrews 4:16, King James Version. For those just joining, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." That's our focal point. That's going to be our discussion. Again, if you have not shared the Roar of Judah radio show with at least two people, please go and do so now. Right here on Gospel 107.1 FM.
What's up, tribe? It's your favorite radio host, Juma Saleem, from the Roar of Judah radio show. Tune in every week for our faith-filled shows. We start your week off with Mind Shift Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship Wednesday, Thankful Thursday, Financial Fridays, right here on Gospel 107.1 FM.
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. It's Thankful Thursday, and we're talking about double grace, double favor. And we're just going to dive straight on in. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I did some cross-referencing, and the Webster's Dictionary version of mercy is defined compassion or forbearance. A blessing that is an act of divine favor or compassion. Compassionate treatment of those in distress. Let that sizzle for just a second. In the third act, it says, "And find grace to help in time of need." Do you know that in a time of need, there is great distress? This is good. Because in the second act, it says that we may obtain mercy. Mercy defined is compassion, forbearance. I'm going to give you an example. I went to college. I have student loans. Well, I had student loans. And so the government and these corporations and these colleges, they're going back and forth. And so what they do in the process until they figure out what's going on is that they put student loans in forbearance. Now, forbearance puts it off. So you don't have to make payments for whatever reason. Maybe a hardship. It may be, you know, loss of income. It could be, you know, a lawsuit. There's different things. And it is Thankful Thursday. So let me go ahead and share this. So my student loan originally was at like $42,000, went up to like $56,000 with interest. And the government, Biden and all those people were going back and forth. And then they started forgiving student loans. Do you know that a lot of people's student loans have been forgiven? Oh, my. My student loan was forgiven. It was $53,000. Originally was $56,000. It went down to $53,000. And that is, to me, grace. That to me is favor. I heard a pastor on Instagram talking about the difference between a blessing and a miracle. And I think I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. He said the difference between a blessing and a miracle is that a blessing, you have to get involved in it. Like, you have to partner with God to get a blessing. But he said a miracle doesn't need your help. That was a miracle. Them forgiving that amount of money, over 50 some thousand dollars, was a miracle. It was favor, because everybody is not getting that forgiveness. I'm not going to keep on going on, but listen to me. When you go boldly unto the throne of grace, we can obtain mercy and get help in our time of need. It reminds me that we have to learn how to depend on God in every situation in our lives. It is an overflow. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 is an overflow of divine favor. And so many times I'm talking to God and I'm saying, I don't deserve this. Yet it is freely given. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. God's love is unmatched. When you focus on Hebrews chapter 4 and you get down between verses 9 through 11, it speaks about entering into God's rest. Listen to me. Things happen when we learn to enter into God's rest. I'm saying that from a perspective of, in my own life, I've noticed that I push so hard until it affects my health, my mind, my body, the people around me. And I've learned in this second quarter of the year that rest is necessary. If we don't take rest, how do we give God the opportunity to show His mercy, to show His favor, to show His grace? We're always doing something and we're getting in God's way. What we can do in our own strength is in no comparison to what God can do for us. We have to remain in His rest. There is special provision in God's rest, but we have to be willing to enter into His rest. And in between verse 9 and 11, it talks about when we cease from our own works, just like God did. Even God ceased from His own works on the seventh day He rested. We have to trust God. When we don't trust God, we try to do the work that only belongs to God. I've learned that. I don't know if you've learned that, but I've learned that you could go as far as doing too much, and then now you're trying to do God's work. And when you start trying to do God's work, it gets messy because you don't have God-sized hands. You don't have the ability to be omnipotent. You cannot see around corners. You cannot see what's ahead. And so we have to be patient in the process. Waiting is not something that I love to do. Patience is not something that I love to possess, but it's necessary. Because you have to understand, entering into God's rest requires a certain type of conscious decision to cease from striving in your own strength. I'm telling you what I know. When you try to strive in your own strength, what ends up happening is that you wear yourself out. God has a promise for your life, but we must learn how to rest. You don't have to be on every scene. You don't got to be on every post. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. It's okay to rest. And I've been teaching myself that rest is good, because in his rest, there's perfect peace. Listen, don't get me started. We have to learn that it's about surrendering our anxieties, our worries, our burdens, and we have to lay them at the throne of grace. We have to not only lay them there, but we have to leave them there. In order to receive what God has for us, we have to be willing to put down what we are carrying. Oh, that is good. We have to learn to trust in his provision and his sovereignty. I'm in a very difficult place in my life right now where I've petitioned God on several different times about, Lord, I must surrender my will to you, and I must pick up your will for me. I need you to write that down. Lord, I surrender my will in exchange for your will. For the person in the back, Lord, I surrender my will in exchange for your will. Because when there's an exchange, something happens. The other day, I did a TikTok and I was talking about what a relationship requires. A relationship on any level, but we're talking about between man and God, God and man, is that the relationship requires, listen to me, it requires communication and communion. Listen to me. It requires communication and communion. Write that down. Communication and communion. Communication is the sharing of information, sending and receiving. You can go look this up. Communication is the ability to share information, sending and receiving. Communion is our ability to share sensitive information. It means to come together, intimate. And if you don't have communication and you don't have communion, you don't have a relationship. I know a lot of people. I'm pretty sure you know a lot of people. But if you don't have communication and you don't have communion, there's no relationship. You just know the person. When we enter in God's rest, we go beyond physical relaxation. We're talking about spiritual rest, rest for the soul and the spirit. And when we have that type of rest, we are rejuvenated. We are restored, and our hearts are full of gratitude and thankfulness. In Psalms 37:7, King James Version, if you will, or whatever version you prefer, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. We cannot be like the world. And there's so many ways that you could be like the world. There's so many ways that you can make money. There's so many ways that you could prosper. But God says, if you enter into my rest, I will provide for you. I want you to understand that God has so many ways that he can give you what you need. When the Israelites was in the desert and they were hungry, he provided them manna. They complained about having to eat the manna for so long. He gave them the bird. He has ways to provide. His provision is unmatched. He has so many different ways that he can give it to you, but we have to be able to enter into his rest. And that's not physical, that's spiritual. And when we learn that entering into his rest is a good thing, we are able to receive double grace and double favor. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. It's Thankful Thursday. We're talking about double grace and double favor right here on Gospel 107.1 FM. I'm your favorite host, Juma Salim. This is the Roar of Judah Radio Show. I want to share a couple more scriptures with you as we come to a close here. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11:28, King James Version, if you will, or whatever version you prefer. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You cannot carry everything by yourself. Have you ever went to the grocery store and you bought a bunch of groceries and you originally went in there only to get two or three items? And that's how it usually works. And you go in and next thing you know, you got a cart full of things. You get the cart outside, you load the groceries up. That's the easy part. But then when you get home, it seems as though those groceries become a little bit heavier. And so you have to call for help. Oh, my, here we go. But what I've learned in my journey is that when the journey gets longer and the things that we carry get heavier, we keep on trying to carry them instead of getting the help that we need. Please don't get me started. And he said, just come to me and I'll give you the rest. But that means that if we come to him and we get the rest that we need, we got to put down what we're carrying. Yes, indeed. Psalms 23:1-3 says, the Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is my shepherd, that means he's my protector, my provider. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I want you to understand that that is provision. That is protection. It embodies what we were talking about entering into his rest. There are so many amenities and benefits when we enter into God's rest. Isaiah 26:3, King James Version says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. When you trust in God, there's perfect peace. I've experienced more peace in the second half of my life than I've ever experienced. I don't know if you can relate, but just being able to come home and be in the house and just relaxing, you may be cleaning up, and then you realize that this is peaceful. If you're having a meal with your spouse or your loved one, or you're having a meal by yourself, and you just experience this perfect peace, I cannot explain it. The other day, well, I'll take that back, about a week or two ago, I experienced it a lot, but this time it was different. And it was like, not only could I sense it, but I was experiencing perfect peace. And I wasn't even doing anything. You know what perfect peace is? Perfect peace is the ability to sit in the house and not even turn the TV on and just sit in silence. That is perfect peace. And it was like, I just caught myself sitting there and I'm like, I don't got the TV on. I ain't listening to the music. I ain't working on nothing. I don't have my phone in my hand. I'm not looking at my tablet. I'm not checking my emails. I am in perfect peace. And I kicked back and I relaxed. because that's his perfect rest. That's his will for our life. He did not put us on earth for us to fight and struggle, because he is our father. We are his children. His provision, again, is unmatched. It is our faith that moves the mountains. And yes, faith takes works, but in this context, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is favor in mercy. There is favor in grace. Listen to me. There is favor in grace. There is favor in mercy. Go look up the definition. I'm not trying to be right. I just want you to get the context of what I'm saying. Double grace, double favor. There is mercy in grace. There is favor in mercy. This is a double portion. And the way that you obtain the double portion is by entering into his rest. Because we become dependent on him. We have to learn to trust God with our entire being. Our mind, heart, body, soul, spirit. We have to learn to trust God in all his ways, because his ways are not our ways. Listen, if you're not following the Roar of Judah podcast, please go and add that to your Apple or your Spotify. Listen, you don't want to miss anything. Also, if you would like to catch the radio show in the afternoons, if you missed the 3 p.m. check-in Eastern Standard Time, you can always catch the replay Monday through Friday, 4:30 Central Standard Time on the Roar of Judah podcast. So if you miss some radio shows, go check them out. If you miss some podcasts, go check them out. Let me say this really quickly as we close out. God's throne is not a place of judgment, but it is a place where we are welcome with open arms, no matter how much we mess up. No matter how much struggle we have, it is a place of grace. It is a place of mercy. And you cannot forget that. As always, tribe, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. Until we meet again, tribe, you know I love you. I love you. I love you. One love.